Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around. Today we are going to stick with the 2000s. In fact, we're going to 2000 directly for a kind of an interesting song and an interesting band that was around at that time. These guys never really got that much of, in a way, attraction, but I do remember they were on MTV a lot during this the late 90s, early 2000s. Kind of one of those, you know, when you think of like rock bands, you know, one style you don't really think about is like industrial rock, which is what these guys were. And the song we'll be doing for you today is "Fiction, Dreams, and Digital" by Orgy. Yes, that is an actual band. This was, of course, off their album "Vapor Transmission," released on October 10th, 2000. Kind of the follow-up to their first album entitled "Candy Ass." That's the real thing. Of course, these guys hit it big in the, you know, like '98 when they did their did the cover of New Order's "Blue Monday." That kind of got them on the map, and then they started to get a little hot, and then they kind of came in here with this album, and then they. I mean, they are still around to this day, believe it or not. They're not, you know, they've kind of, you know, they did do one other album after this. Then they kind of went on a hiatus for a few years. And then they've actually, have actually been performing since 2012, kind of, you know, off and on. So, so again, one of those bands that, you know, maybe not, may no longer be as prevalent as they were when they first, you know, came out in the early, you know, part of the 2000s, but still kind of, you know, still doing it to this day. But if you are watching along with me, of course, via the YouTube link, it's a decent length. It's about 3.5 minutes. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. So I didn't mean to kind of have the emphasis on the play there, but of course we have this. So we open up with this, like, this woman who's kind of like almost in a, kind of almost like an homage there to The Matrix. Because, you know, that film had come out the year before and was still really hot. You know, that was still kind of, you know, fresh in everybody's mind as we now see the band performing here. And, of course, again, you know, you look at the graphics and the visuals in this video. I mean, we're still, you know, as I've kind of talked about before, the 2000s have really been, you know, you really kind of saw the, you know, upping in the production values and the money being spent on these videos that you didn't see a lot of in, like, you know, the 80s and even into the you saw a little bit in the 90s, but I mean the 2000s was really when it was starting to, you know, the videos were really getting, you know, like I said, being over the top and with different, like, concepts and different, you know, all the visuals and the, you know, the effects and everything. So it kind of, it really kind of became, the videos became more about being like spectacles in regards to the video itself, as opposed to, I think, back in the day when back in the day when it was all about, you know, kind of putting the song over. It's now become a point to where the video gets put over, kind of over the song. Like, you can have like a really great video but have a terrible song behind it. So I mean, that'd be kind of an interesting debate to have, like, you know, maybe like subpar songs that had great videos, or maybe even, you know, the opposite, great songs that had subpar videos. So maybe, you know, maybe I just gave myself an idea for a future Mickey Mount Rushmore, which you can, of course, find here on the PTB Pop feed roughly every month. Yeah, I know we were kind of on a little hiatus earlier this year, but we are coming back strong as we get again more shots here of the band performing with all these different again, just so much different things going on here with all the different effects and everything. And I mean, this was definitely a very like I said, you know, the industrial rock sound. That's something you heard of a lot, you know, that wasn't too mainstream. I would definitely say like the late 90s, early 2000s was when it was probably at its peak. Don't see a lot of that, you know, don't really hear a lot about that nowadays. These like, you know, bands like this, like I said, Orgy, after this album, they only had one more album. Then they went on, like I said, hiatus, and then they came back in 2012 and have been touring ever since. Kind of, you know, just again doing like little spots here and there, not really not mainstream anymore like they were at this point in 99, 2000, when they were easily at their peak. Like I said, their claim to fame was, of course, the cover of Blue Monday, which I might do down the line here. I'm sure we'll do another theme week where we do covers. If that's the case, then I'll definitely make sure to kind of include that on my little on my short list there as we come to the end of the video here. So there you go. There is Fiction, Dreams in Digital by Orgy. Again, kind of a unique video for that time frame. But I think it definitely it fit the time frame. I don't think it could have worked, you know, at any other point. So but with that, I'll go ahead and wrap it up. It's been I always enjoy doing these. I like, you know, talking these different music videos, and I look forward to seeing what we got coming up, because I know we got some good theme weeks coming up, so be looking forward to that. Of course, be sure to follow everything else here on this feed as well as all the other feeds. And yeah, just, you know, keep following and keep listening. So with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.